insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you again to our program, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
قُلْ إِن كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِندَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِّن دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
We're discussing verse 95, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned as an explanation regarding the question that was posed to Bani Israel. And we'd have to remind the listeners that these verses are addressed to Bani Israel, the Jewish tribes outside of Medina and worldwide, basically, but the original audience of the verse and the addressees of the verse are the tribes outside of Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 94 said that قُلْ إِن كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونَ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Basically, the conclusion of what they believed was, since they believed that they had the true religion and Islam was not the rightful religion, and no other person had the rightful religion, it was only them. And also they believed that because of that, everybody else is going to be going to hell, and they will not be going to hell, because the maximum is they're going to be punished for a few days in the hereafter because of worshipping the calf. Then they should be expecting, they should believe that the only thing that they are expecting in the hereafter is rewards and blessings and a great life without any hardship, without any punishment, without anything that would be a reason for a person not to want to be there. So since that was the conclusion of what they believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, if that is the case and you believe that the hereafter is only yours, then why don't you long for death? Why don't you want to in your hearts and love to die? As a reply to that, before mentioning what they have in their hearts, okay, before mentioning that what the Prophet will see with them, and we will explain in verse 96, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 95 says the following, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا. They will never, ever long for death. Why? The reasoning is, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. Because of what they've sent forth. Alright, what is that trying to say? A person who has committed sins, has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is an oppressor, sometimes only oppressing him or herself, and sometimes oppressing alongside of him or herself, others as well. Like if I take the property of someone else without them being okay with that, without them allowing me to use their property, I'm oppressing two people. I'm oppressing them and I'm oppressing myself. And that's why at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah knows the wrongdoers or the dhalimeen, the oppressors. What a person does When a person commits oppression, when a person commits wrong deeds and sins, which is oppression of him or herself at least, well, even if they believe in the hereafter, that's not going to make them long. That's not going to make them long for death, because the only thing that that's going to make them believe is that the only good life that they will have is going to be this life, because they know that what they've done is going to cause them to be in hellfire, not rewards. It is interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this as an answer to them. In other words, they are claiming that we believe the hereafter is only going to be ours, and that the hereafter we will not be receiving any punishment. The maximum is a few days. But they will never long for death, because that is not their true belief. That's not what's in their heart. If a person commits sins, when a person oppresses him or herself at least, they know that they don't deserve blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One can trick others in saying that, oh no, we're going to have this type of life or the other type of life, or we're going to be blessed, we're going to be having bounties, we're going to have blessings, we're going to be rewarded, we're not going to be punished. I can tell others that, but my heart is not going to accept that. I can't fool myself. And because of that, a person who has committed sins will never want to die. A person who has committed sins and believes in the hereafter is not going to be wanting to die, because that means that that's the end of any fun that they've had. Because in the hereafter, they're going to be punished. This was an answer not quoted by them and not said that you see this in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this news about the hearts of these people. What they say is different. Allah says that what's in their heart is different than what they say. What they say is that we're going to be deserving rewards and bounties and blessings. But what's in their heart is, because they know that they have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not going to long for death. Now that tells us something actually here, that if a person does believe in the hereafter, and they have committed, they have acted in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them, why wouldn't they want to meet their Lord? Not death in that sense, okay? Not that a person would want to commit suicide. There's a difference between the two, brothers and sisters. Suicide and death in that way, in wanting to end one's life, okay? If it is done out of losing hope in the future, out of being fed up with the hardships in this life, this is bad. This is negative. All right? This is very negative. Because the least is that one has lost hope in the blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing is that they are not strong enough to take the hardships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in their way to test them. All right. We mentioned this before. It's a Quranic fact and a Quranic principle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on numerous occasions that this life is for testing. People are going to be tested in this life. How are they going to be tested? One of the tests is through hardship, through disasters, through death, through losing property, through losing one's job, through becoming ill, through all of these things. All right. These are all tests that people go through. Alright? One should go through those tests and come out having passed those tests and being submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepting His will. And in that case, one will be reaching perfection. That's the whole purpose of this life. If a person does not want to take this anymore, all right, and they feel like these hardships are so much, I just lose hope, then that's a negative way of wanting to leave this life. It is because I'm fed up with the hardships. Well, those hardships are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are to your benefit. They are to the individual's benefits. We should actually welcome the hardships. Although, let me note that tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people, okay, these tests are not always going to be hardships. No, a lot of times it's actually blessings. All right, this is also a point which I don't want to get into at this point because the verse is not talking about that. Now, if one wants to leave this life for that reason, for that purpose, for because of losing hope, which is the primary reason why people commit suicide, is that they're fed up with this life. Okay, they're just fed up with it. They don't want to take the hardship anymore. They're not strong enough to take that hardship anymore, and they just want to end their life. That's the primary. That type of longing for death and wanting to die, that's a negative attitude towards death. It is wanting death, but it's a negative attitude. And that's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking for them. And that's not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would praise in the verses. If you remember in a previous verse in surah, in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about very highly and regarded very highly those people that actually have hope in meeting their Lord. Meeting their Lord is in on death. Upon death, one meets their Lord. This is actually great. This is a positive thing, okay? If we think of it in this way, that death is not the end of life, no. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this life and has given me the opportunity to worship Him and go through the hardships to better myself, all right? As long as I have that opportunity, great. But I also love to come to the end of this to be able to meet my Lord. That is actually a very positive thing. If a person has actually believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believes in that death is not the end of one's life, it's just the end of this life, it's actually going to another life, and that's when actually one meets the Lord, all right? In that case, then longing for it is something great. So if a person is opposite to what this verse says. The verse says they will never long for death. Why? Because what they have done is ill. What they have done is wrong. What they have done is oppression. And they inside know that that is oppression. That was another point that this verse had in it. The Jewish people were told in the verse that, why don't you long for death? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they will never long for death. Why? Because they themselves know that what they've done is wrong. So a person knows inside, all right, if they have done good or bad. Since they know what they've done is bad and it's oppression, they will never long for death. And we said we can take that and say that for good people, actually, the better one is, they will be longing for death. All right, not in the negative sense, but in this sense that they're belonging to meet the Lord, not the negative aspect of life, and that is the end of being in this life. No, the positive aspect of it, to meet the Lord. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with acting according to our understandings regarding the verses, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu. سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك